know me out. So many buttons. So many. I just can't get this seamless. Like, it just, it's not happening. I'm trying to do the Instagram thing, and it's just go live. I pressed it about 17 times, but here we go. Yay!
Is the thing on?
There has to be some better formulation that I have to, like, jump between screens and juggle like a crazy acrobat to try and get this.
They'll never fix it, Steve. You know that. This is as good as
things are getting so much better. Like, if I think back, if we think back to the beginning of when we started, like, video podcasting, it was a shit. I was like, hold on, press this button, hold your leg up here, and then wobble around for 6 seconds and we might be okay. Now there's, like, videos and all this kind of stuff and it's all happening, but, like, yeah, I hope they can integrate the Instagram thing happening really soon. Oh, he's back. He's been absent for a while. Hi, Dog.
How are you doing, Val?
Yeah, welcome, so welcome. We are here. Welcome to Uncensored Radio's UCR Live. We are back for another week and a fuller house this week. It's nice that it's we had 2 weeks of trio fun, which was nice. Nice and intimate. And they're always the shows that I worry about, you know. We're not going to have enough to talk about. We always go overtime. So that's okay. There's enough of us here to talk today. But he hasn't been around for a little while. But Tim, do you know, my friend, that you have been on the show for over a year now?
I'm sorry.
And in that time, half of you is a new man.
Yes. They rebuilt me. I have been rebuilt. And I'm quite literally seeing things. I was just telling Chrissy the other day. I was like, I drove down the road that I've lived on now for 3 years, and I was like, holy shit, there's a house there? Like, I'm still finding things that I didn't know existed, like, on my day-to-day travels. So it's still a learning experience.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
That's craziness. It's craziness. Yeah, it's good to see you back. We haven't had you for a little while. Yeah. It's good to get you here.
Yeah. Sorry, I just we're getting into, like, the busy season, so it's like, you know, crazy things with the girls and trying to get out in the yard and who's doing what.
I was gonna say, I can see your flat packs there, ready to go.
The shed I got for the shed that I got for Melissa's bridal shower is right there. So, but I gotta wait for the neighbor to fix his fence because I can't put anything to block that panel until he fixes it. So it's in hiatus right now. But we did just paint the house. Chrissy was there to witness that nonsense.
Yeah.
And we got a new front of the house. So that was fun. It's finally there looking clean and dapper.
Really nice. I put up a bookshelf.
Nice.
Oh, please. I'm covered in cuts. My feet opened up. The doctor had to cut skin off the bottom of my feet today because they were all, like, cracked and bleeding. And it was it's just been a nightmare this past week. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a rough road. Been a rough road, but such is life.
Yeah,
when will the surgeries end?
He's just jumping into the suburban life, like, hardcore. Yeah. He's like, I will run this block. You know, like,
yeah, I will mow the lawn till my feet bleed.
Different shoes.
Yeah. I'm on my third pair of shoes in a month. They're like, try these. Oh, here's inserts. Here's an orthotic. Here's these. And my feet just keep cracking and bleeding. But she's like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. The podiatrist is at a loss. So
that's the world telling you that you're too delicate for manual labor.
Yeah, they keep giving it to me. Yeah. So I don't know what I have to do.
I can't do it. Just
sleep with Aquaphor and socks.
Yeah.
She told me not to use Aquaphor.
Really?
She's like, don't use Aquaphor. She's like, that doesn't do anything. So she prescribed me some.
Yes, it fucking does.
She told me it's like for scar healing.
What the fuck?
I don't know. That's what she told me. Yeah.
Well,
wow.
For cracked nursing hands, you do a water based cream and then the Aquaphor and the sock.
Oh, okay. There we go. Right.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm sure this is exactly what people are tuning in for. This show goes through so many variants. Remember we were a cooking show for a hot minute there? That was fun.
Yeah.
That was cute.
I supposed to do that segment. What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Cooking with Christina. No big whoop.
Sunday sauce.
I think today, Christina.
But I think that aggressive tutorials lady beat you to the punch.
She really fucking did.
That could have been you, I reckon.
It really could have. Like, honestly, the first time I saw it, I was like, son of a bitch. Like, I could have done that, you know? Like,
that's how I felt the first time I saw Barney. It's like, fuck, I could have had a dinosaur suit and sang the can't paddywhack.
Fuck, you know.
But other than the loss of massive financial earnings, how are you?
Just peachy. Down to my last week. Taking the I don't know what the fuck this cough is. I'm down to my last week getting the kids out of the house. My parents are coming home soon, so
thank God.
I'm going to fucking hopefully be over soon, and then I have to go back to work in like a week and a half or something. So I'm just I'm enjoying the last week that I have a freedom. Not freedom, but...
Yeah.
I mean, of no work. That's really what it is.
That's free as you get, anyway.
Yeah, really.
Really? Yeah.
Nowadays. Really.
Nowadays.
I feel your pain, Christine.
No. Really, speaking of pain, misery.
Let's change it to misery. Misery has had a child with tonsillitis for the last week, so she hasn't been able to go to school, but I've still had to go to work, so my mother's kindly taken over looking after her during the week while I'm at work. So she's home now, but she's very kindly not interrupting, so I will...
She came on camera when you were away before.
I thought she would have, and I did not, but she knows not to come out, so it's nice. But otherwise,
gave us a little wave.
Yeah, otherwise, what else is new with me? Look, not a lot. I'm wrestling. I think that's interesting. I had to do 150 squats the other day. I still can't walk.
It really hurts.
Yeah, I'll shout out to Cherry Bomb for that one.
Now,
Luke, you're
bearing the lead there. You're not wrestling. Who's wrestling?
No. So I will be wrestling under my drag persona, Miss Catherine Astrophy, or Catastrophe for sure.
Oh.
You know, a little something different to the rigs. You know, you got these big guys with tattoos and muscles, and then you're just going to have me in there with like all this craziness happening. And I just think the audience will have a great time. I hope so anyway. I don't know if I will because they hit me a lot harder than I can hit them. So I won't. Look. Fake nails, I don't think would be really safe in that ring. Who knows? Maybe it could be my gimmick, like the eye claw.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I broke a nail.
Yeah, tune in for that one. I'll be sure to, whenever that happens, I'll be sure to share that one with the world.
We'll have to do a before and after of the first night in the ring. Before and after.
Yeah. Well, absolutely, before and after, because I'm not coming out looking the same, I'm sure.
I'm going to punch your tit off, you dirty bitch.
Don't, literally. I've had already visions of that.
Just a flying piece of rubber.
Punches into a breastplate, that's got to be hard.
No, it's not going to hurt me. It's great because it's all latex. So I will be able to like take a little bit more than the average bear.
Maybe pack out your breastplate with some metal in it so they break their fucking hand or they punch in the tip. Like, that's what you get for hitting a lady. Fractured hand.
Get the hell out of that.
Oh, Vera's got nails today. Look at that.
I've had nails for a while. They're purple today. They were flesh tone last week.
Is that your bar? Is as far as your Barney goes, Vera? Purple nails.
No, I actually used to be quite girly before nursing school, but hey, it happens. <Right?
laughs> When your fingers are going to go anywhere, they can't be too pretty.
Oh God!
Well, in psych nursing, they don't usually go those places.
Well.
Usually.
Allegedly.
Usually.
This is my first full week of work since March.
Wow.
I've had like one or two days off every week since March. And I am
so
exhausted.
I was going to say, I've had a shot.
So everyone seems to be having the same like general through line of I'm good, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm lucky I got my ass up off the couch just now to come in here and fucking do this. I was like,
guys, we're only 5 months into the year. We're still not at the halfway point yet. You can't be that exhausted. It's not allowed.
Well, you get a break. There's no such thing as a year for us. Just keep going.
There is no sleeping. It's just a constant news cycle, isn't it? Yeah. Constant news cycle. 24-hour news cycle. I went back to sleep this morning and thought that I had missed the show because my psyche does this little thing where if I go back to sleep, I think I know that I shouldn't be asleep, and I keep having these dreams where people are repeatedly saying my name. So I wake up, my eyes snapped open, and last time I looked at the clock, it was 8 a.m., and I'm like, what time is it? Shit, it's 11 o'clock, I've got to go. It was only 9.
You do know there is medication for auditory hallucinations, you know.
That's not a hallucination.
Beer will hook you up.
Yeah, I'll hook you up. It's going to be illegal to put drugs in the mail again. I got up early today because we had our staff meeting at 9:02. The meeting was at 9, so I had to be there on time. 9:02, emergency drill went off and they canceled the staff meeting.
Oh, my God.
Like, whatever. We're here already. Might as well get paid to stand around and do nothing. That's fine.
Right.
Speaking of, I have to go to work today. Ew, that's gross.
Ew, gross.
I know. People are having mental anguish.
Have you been, Steve? Have you had to do any squats?
I know.
I started back
teaching this week, so my legs are in pain as well. It's like, oh, God. Oh, my God. But, yeah, no, it's just the same old same. Just panicking about another holiday that I've booked and, you know, need money for. It's rapidly creeping up, but it's okay. It's okay.
Just go escorting while you're over there. You'll be fine.
I know, I reckon.
Yeah, what we all do. But,
hello. Hello, Gulfner. How you doing there, fella? I can survive 10 days. That's all good. It's all right.
You can. You got this.
I'm calling in all my debts.
Chip shop.
I'm calling in all my debts. I'm like,
Dogsy will look after you. Dogsy's in the UK.
Dogsy's in Australia at the moment.
Oh, for God's sake, Dogsy, wherever you are.
Dogs,
we've got to talk
Dogsy
later, Dogsy, about
me.
Baby reindeer too. I've got to get the goss on that, but that'll be an
option. No. I am staying with reindeer. Everyone's watched Baby
Amazing
Reindeer
show.
But me.
Amazing show. You need to watch it. You'll love it too.
Okay.
Go and watch it.
That was intense. That was a good one, though.
I'll be in Manchester in mid to late May if you're around. There you go. Everyone's watched Baby. I haven't watched Baby Reindeer. It's one of those ones that I'm getting. Everyone's like, you have to watch it. But just makes
no,
me
No, you
go,
really do. I don't ever tell people you have to watch something, but it's something that I think you should. It's good.
But you guys said it was so sad, right? You said it was really sad.
The concept of it is sad. Like, you feel bad for this person, you know, but it's nothing like sad happens. It's just like you're like, oh, what kind of a terrible existence,
like,
you know?
I'm
like
already busy with my own
crying.
Terrible existence.
Like, come on. I don't have time for anybody else's bullshit. I got my own bullshit.
I don't want to feel bad for anybody else. My empathy is worn the fuck out. Like,
is it a feel better by comparison kind of thing? You're like, at least my life's
no,
like
no.
this?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
I saw a really good TikTok. I started following this person because of this TikTok the other day. And it's a guy who just stands there with a cup of coffee. And he goes, every time I feel depressed, I say to myself, at least you're not camping. I'm like, that's true. I'm like, you get a follow for that one, my friend. That one's
deep.
Yeah.
Some people do enjoy camping, though.
I don't know. I don't know.
Look, hot take, you don't,
I
pay
don't
money.
Mind it.
You don't pay money to live like a homeless person.
Yeah, I mean,
holiday
I make
for
real
me.
Money now. I'm going to a hotel.
Yeah, I'm like, if there isn't a bed.
You're not living like a homeless person. You have food. You bring the food there. You bring your sleeping bag.
But why
you bring
would
your bring
it
you
to
bring
the middle
all
of bumfuck nowhere to sleep on the ground with, in the
I
heat
sleep on the ground.
I sleep on my air mattress.
There's always a rock in your back. The dew starts forming on your body at 5
it's a
in the morning.
You don't go to fucking Bora Bora to
I don't like the morning dew.
To build a hut to stay in for the fucking, for your holiday. You go, oh, there's an established business. Excellent. In I go. Take my bags. Merry Christmas to me.
And no matter it's where crazy, your campsite I mean, is, you got to walk to the fucking bathroom. Even yeah, if you're just true. Pooping in the woods.
Pooping in the woods.
And,
the Vera,
you know,
story.
There's always usually a serial killer around the campground too, right?
Exactly. Camptown rapist, always there. Yep.
It's usually me. So I'm not worried.
Watch out for that red hat. We've got stories about you guys. Yeah. Or just don't go. I was listening to Anna Renata's podcast they did about Yellowstone and all the people that go missing there every year.
Yeah,
but they're never God. Officially missing. So there's just thousands of people scattered throughout Yellowstone. I'm like, that's great. And a massive volcano ready to erupt at any moment. We love that for them.
That can wipe out the entire continent.
Yeah, we'll all be fucked up, but you know, whatever. And Yogi Bear, they're picking a basket. Hey, boo boo, what happened to you? You get hit by the pyroclastic flow?
He's in Jellystone. He's not in Yellowstone.
He's Yellowstone adjacent. Sorry.
Yellowstone. It's between Yosemite and.
Sorry,
and,
we'll send out a formal apology for Yogi.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I'm all about the facts. Let's do facts.
You are. We appreciate somebody fact checking our Hanna-Barbera. Oh, yeah.
That's all I can fact check. That's all I'm good for.
Speaking of Hanna-Barbera, and this is a news story that I haven't written up yet. We'll go into Hot Topics, but I'll see your take on this
hot
one.
Hot load of Hot Topics.
To prove that nothing is original anymore, and, you know, we are going back to the mines, Scooby-Doo is getting a live TV remake from the makers of Riverdale.
Ooh.
So I don't know if anyone watched. I don't know if anyone watched Riverdale.
Is it going to be real dark?
Riverdale was a teen drama that was, you know, a retelling of the Archie story. So it had Archie, Veronica, Jughead, you know, Betty, all that kind of stuff. And Riverdale, for its first two seasons, was absolutely brilliant. The first season was like whodunit kind. The way I explained it was, it's like Twin Peaks for teenagers. It was very much that vibe, so small town mystery. And then in season two, there was a serial killer thrown in. So, you know, that's always good. You know, oh, cool, serial killer.
I'm like, well, how are they going to get into the dark?
Then we get to season three, and there's a cult, and people are starting to float. And, you know, people have doubles. By the end of it, they had time traveled and all had superpowers. I still have 10 episodes to watch of the last season of Riverdale, but that's where Scooby-Doo's headed, apparently.
I think we're going to get, like, some awful story, like, Ruh-roh, Raggy's been raped. Like, it's
like, Like, Scoob, is that the Ku Klux Klan?
Hey, Scoob! Pass that newbie!
She's like, chickpeas, I like women now. Is that okay? But that's all right. We're not going to talk about Velma. Everyone's very upset about that show. Very upset about that show. I can't deal with it. Speaking of things that people should be very upset about, this happened after the show last week. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
Who is that?
This is Harvey Weinstein. This is what Harvey Weinstein looks like.
He looks a bit bad.
He actually had to be wheeled in. He can't walk.
I can't believe.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I am.
Fucking asshole.
Look, I would like to say I'm stunned, but there's a lot of money flying around this case as well, so I'm not necessarily that stunned.
But
that, you
he's
know,
going right back into court.
Yeah.
There's a new trial starting imminently.
Yeah, but I guess this is a good precedent for making sure that you follow proper legal proceedings no matter how big the case gets socially.
Well,
and
shame on the judge for allowing testimony that could be later ruled inadmissible.
Yeah.
The man was like, that That man looks like a cartoon depiction of an infected bollock.
Very I agree.
But so his original case has been, I guess, overturned / thrown out because of improper procedure. Is, you know,
inadmissible testimony.
So they didn't dot the I's and cross the T's properly to make sure that the charges stuck. And it, as Vera said, we're going straight back into court. But especially that Me Too movement, the whole case was so huge that I can't believe you wouldn't follow the law to the letter. You know what I mean?
The thing is, in this, I'm sure it's the same way other places, you can't try someone twice for the same crime.
Yeah, Ashley Judd had a movie about it.
Yeah, the original charges have been overturned. But as we know from the trial, there's like 60 other women who came forward. And so there's a whole new trial starting to take place. But the women that were in the original trial are no longer, he's no longer considered guilty of those crimes. It's been overturned.
That is Ashley Judd. That is Ashley Judd.
But there were several other women in there.
Yeah. She's had a rough trot, the poor girl. But
that, it was actually her testimony that made the case happen. Yeah.
Exactly. And now all of that. What do you think that says to people, though? That we've gone through this Me Too movement thing where, yes, we've got to believe all victims. Believe them, yes. Follow them, yes. But then
those charges
get overturned. Those charges get overturned. And what they say doesn't matter anyway.
No, I don't think it's as much a reflection on, like, them overturning the case. I think that's more, like, representative of, like you were saying, like, it's this huge case socially. It's a huge moment in, you know, in women's rights and women being heard. So it's like we're here to prove a point. Like, let's drop the hammer while we can. And you're in such a rush and so eager to drop that hammer that you overlook little things. And then, you know, you get that one lawyer who's like, hey, you know, you missed this, you missed that, you missed this. And it's like, oh, shit, now you've shot yourselves in the foot. And now
you look like
a fool. Because that case, which was so rock solid, that you blew it, you know. It's like, and now we gotta go through it all over again, and now we got to make sure we do all the right things again, and do all that. And now it's going to be under a microscope, you know, that portion of the case. So I think it's just, you know, like, no matter how big, even like with the Donald Trump stuff, right? Like, that's it's almost like, you know, like, take heed, right, with that. Or it's like, if you're gonna do it, do it right. You know what I mean? Like, don't let something slip through the cracks. Where he's going to be able to be like, hey, you know, you didn't do this, and that's a loophole in the law. And we all know that he finds loopholes. So it's like, make sure you cross all your T's and I's. So
he's going to appeal it till he takes his last breath.
No, I'm just using that as an example of, like, something else that's, like, on that large of a scale.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, you can't be in such a rush to nail someone, you know, to the floor that you miss the things that could shoot you in the foot later on. You know, I think that's more representative of that.
Justice has to be served at its own pace. It can't. I feel like there was so many eyes and so much depended on the outcome of that Harvey Weinstein case.
Right.
It should have been given its due diligence to make sure that everything was done correctly. Because now these women who were brave enough to step forward, their testimonies, their stories that got him convicted mean nothing, essentially, in the law, the eyes of the law. How would that feel? Like, that's horrible.
Pick the one half dozen of the other. You know? It's like, if you have enough money, you can have a lawyer comb through that trial for that loophole. But the average Joe, who may have a very shoddy trial and may have or may not have committed the crime, is going to end up doing real time. You know, this was a case of a really rich man doing some real time, and only, like, the second one that I know of in terms of rape, the other one being Bill Cosby, who's also out on a technicality now.
Yeah, look. It's just,
I think that's the big fear, too, is to stay, like, I think we all know as average Joes, that if something terrible happens to us, and if it involves someone, if someone who's quite powerful and rich did something to us, it's quite hard to get some justice from that.
Right, right.
You don't want to be in their crosshairs because, unfortunately, money can do a lot of stuff, and they can it can get people away with being a criminal.
Donald Trump keeps complaining that there's two tiers of justice, and there is. But he's on the higher tier.
Yeah, yeah. You're complaining to the wrong people, Donnie. Yeah. Like...
he's the one that's getting the special justice. If any of us had done one third of the crimes these men have done, we'd be in jail.
You wouldn't see daylight for the rest of your life. It'd be done. But speaking of criminals, Christine, I'm sorry, but she's coming up twice today.
Oh, I knew it. I knew we were going to end up talking about this.
Well, we have to. We have to because it's news. There has been a settlement in the Spears versus Spears case.
Thank God.
But this is another thing. Is it really a victory?
I can't see a settlement being a victory. I think it was She wasn't paying him money. She was just paying legal fees.
But still, why should this... It is bizarre to me. Like, I cannot factor in that she has to pay his legal fees for the case that she has against him for the negligence and, you know, misappropriation of her money.
Right.
What happened? What happened? Stop. Rewind the tape.
This is part of the you know, Free Britney kind of moment. He took her to court saying that he wanted her to pay his legal fees, which she already was. For the case.
Okay.
Her case against him.
So she's essentially paying her legal fees and his legal fees.
Wow.
For the case that she's bringing against him.
Isn't that a conflict of interest? If I'm paying your legal team?
How can't it be?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm paying your legal team, so shouldn't that mean that you're not getting represented properly if I'm bringing charges against you?
The court case was already settled. This is after the fact.
He's suing her post.
Yeah.
She dissolved. They dissolved the conservatorship. He was the conservator. That the conservatorship is dissolved and he's no longer employed.
There's a little bit more news.
I know. I heard this news
that is
too.
Underground that is
I heard it already.
As well, that the conservatorship isn't over. Why do you think we're not seeing her?
Judging from the events of this morning, maybe they shouldn't be.
She's under a care plan. Yeah.
Who's running the conservatorship?
Well, it's not a you can't say conservatorship. You can say care plan.
Who's running it?
Which I believe still has stuff to do with Lou Taylor and TriStar, who she was trying to get away from.
Wow.
So does that also explain what happened this morning then?
You know, I got some mixed feelings about this story.
The paramedics were called to the Chateau Marmont, where Brittany was staying. A woman required medical attention. Now, nobody went with the paramedics. She was photographed outside. Something's up. That's all I got to say. What do you think?
The story is that she sprained her ankle.
Yes.
I find the most troubling part of this whole story the fact that she started talking with a British accent, because I have patients who, when they decompensate, when they start to slip into psychoses, will speak with accents. So the fact that she used that British accent, I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose her, but I find that troubling. More troubling than the fact that she sprained her ankle and they sent the paramedics in.
She has done so before. It's noted, you know, there is video evidence of her doing this kind of thing. It is interesting that this event happened straight after Jamie won money.
Right. I found that interesting too.
We've had no like bad Britney stories for a while, and then all of a sudden they settle out of court, he gets the money he wants, and we're questioning her mental state in the media literally a day later.
But wasn't she with the scumbag boyfriend who went to prison?
Yeah, last but night? This is the thing. Is he? Or is that the narrative that they're pushing to TMZ? Because the Spears family are in the pocket of TMZ. They pay them to do stories on her. It's a fact. Go check it. It's a fact that they pay like tabloids to do stories to make you question what's going on. Because I can't get the timeline of what's happening, because if she's running her social media, which she obviously isn't, she was on a horse somewhere yesterday, and then today she's at the Chateau Marmont getting...
Isn't the Chateau Marmont like 5 miles from her house?
Yeah. So what's the truth staying? There?
Yeah. I don't know. That's really weird.
There's some fucking weird shit going on, man. It's like old Hollywood, let's move around the crazies and make them shit. And if she's crazy, she's crazy. She has every right to be crazy as she wants. She not hurt nobody else but herself, obviously. You gotta
mental
let
health.
It, all these people have health. To just let it go. You will you not know? Make any more money off this woman.
Right.
You've done too hard a job on her. She's done. Like, you couldn't put that on a stage anywhere. No Wait, matter good. How much people want it, no matter how much people want it, you can't, I don't think you can fix her. I think they've broken her well and truly. At the end of the day, this all needs to be ironed out because she doesn't get help.
She may already be
as a wax. I think she's
mad
half
as a wax
already.
Banana. She yeah. may already be mad as a wax banana, dog.
And there's, and she's not the only one, because, you know, there's been a lot of stuff brought forward, as we know, through the documentary, Quiet on Set. They have aimed a new target for their next documentary. Nick and Aaron Carter, Fallen Idols,
oh my God. Air
on ID. Now, this is going to get nasty.
Well, haven't we known forever that child actors have had horrible, horrible lives?
This is more about...
Since
it sounds like
Judy Garland. She was addicted to speed and on a diet since she was 8.
Now, you would assume it would be about Aaron, but this seems to be squarely going after Nick for his sexual assault allegations, and there are
because they can't get a reaction out of a dead guy, so let's fucking poke the bear that's alive,
right?
You know? Yeah. Let's go after the brother who, and they're alleging that, well, the documentaries are alleging that Nick's actions and the sexual assault that you know, the multiple, it's not a one-off incident. There are a couple of cases against Nick Carter. Is what caused Aaron Carter's
been through enough. That's just my opinion. I think that it's like they've been through enough. The family has been through enough. I mean, I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know their whole backstory. I don't know all the shit that went down with Nick and whatever.
Well,
and the fuck.
Well, you know, most abusers were abused.
But yeah. speaking of those documentarians, did you see that Dan Schneider apparently bringing a case against them?
Wouldn't surprise me.
The producer of Quiet on Set, yeah, for a defamation. Yeah. Unreal.
Audacity. A lot of this story is against the Melissa Schumann case. Now, Melissa Schumann was a member of the girl group Dream. I don't know if Aaron remembers them, and she has she has vehemently like. Stood up for herself for many, many years, saying that Nick raped her. So, and she's even now taking it to court, still taking it to court. She's saying, I'm not backing down. I'm not going away. I'm not staying silent. I will fight for my justice. this is in Rolling Stone. Like, she's not going away, and obviously they've clung to her because there are other, you know, tour bus stories from fans and all this kind of stuff that, you know, the Backstreet Boys were for a hot minute there, the biggest band on the planet, and I'm sure they got whatever they wanted whenever they wanted it. However, legally, that may have been, is questionable. But I don't know that... if you want to do a documentary on Aaron, focus on Aaron.
Yeah.
Like, I feel it's a bit maybe too soon as well. Like, the kids just been dead for a year. Like,
why are they doing this right now?
But there's always the conversation.
The other brother died too, or something.
His sister. So you've got to go back and watch the reality show. Really, like House of Carter tells you everything you need to know about that family. You're like, oh, you were never designed to be on TV and like live this life because they hinged off the money that Nick brought in. Like, Nick was the family breadwinner, like Brittany, like Judy Garland, like all these kids, you know, all these child stars.
Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
Amanda Bynes.
Like,
and it's all very similar outcomes, isn't it?
Yeah.
It, like, whether you like it or not, they go one way or another, and it's like... Yeah, I don't know... I think it's going to get really messy. I can see this getting really, really messy and really litigious very quickly because, you know, they're not small allegations and, like, the Backstreet Boys aren't, you know, top of the pops anymore, but right. I'm sure they've got enough money to launch a good legal claim.
Well, Nick's known legal enough still them. By people who grew up with him. We all know Nick Carter is that will get a lot of Nick attention. Carter. Same as the Nickelodeon documentary. That's their sort of target audience right now.
Hey, elder millennials, remember the stuff you liked? Turns out it was fucking horrible.
Yeah, just like everything else we grew up with. Smoking in cars and no child seats and drinking out of faucets, out of hose.
Yeah.
Lawn darts. BB darts.
Yeah, one dart.
Lawn darts.
No fucking helmet.
Yeah.
I would love to know the stats on, you know, missing eyes from lawn darts and stuff. Like, I feel like...
Zero. Actually, the lawn darts were
more likely to go through your foot.
Yeah, I know.
BB guns that would go through your eyes.
There we go.
Oh.
My cousin got a lawn dart in the foot.
Oh, really?
We had a set of lawn darts that we played with.
Actually, that's really funny. We should mention shooting. I saw another, you know, those inspirational quotes with beautiful pictures of mountains and everything?
Right.
That, you know, like you put on Facebook when you're like, I'm having feelings and I can't explain. I saw one that was like, you know what? Maybe my mother was right. Maybe I won't be happy until somebody loses an eye. I think I want that on my wall. Like, that's amazing. Because, you know, finding out childhood legends have drama behind them
is quite
upsetting.
It's really not my story, but I'm going to tell it.
Oh, she's got boss. Go.
When we were kids, my mother used to say to Dia, one of these days your temper's going to break something that can't be fixed. And we were out of the house, playing with the hose, in the backyard. And Dia and my sister Lisa were having a water fight, and they were fighting over the hose. They both had part of the hose in their hand, and they were fighting back and forth. And Lisa finally got it out of her hand. No, I missed a part. So Lisa got mad because Dia got it out of her hand. She went into the house and got a pitcher, a glass milk pitcher, and she filled it with water to throw at Dia because Dia had the hose. And she set it down and she started running. Dia picked up the milk bottle and threw it at the back of her, and her heel fell off. Her heel was cut off. And Dia kept saying, I broke something that can't be fixed. And she was crying over it.
But Lisa was fine.
She 13 stitches. And Dia never threw another bottle of glass bottle at her sister.
Fuck.
Oh.
Lawn darts are deadly. My mate was buggering about with them. His dad was catching a bit of sun, almost gave him the snip, was about 8 centimeters from going through his garden snake.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
It just went through my cousin's toes right there, that little web part. But that was another. When we were kids, there was always somebody going to the ER.
Yeah.
My sister set our house on fire 3 weeks before Christmas. That's how we found out both my grandparents had cancer.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Did you love sick chestnuts roasting?
I don't remember what they were playing in the hospital that night as we were all taken for smoke inhalation and second degree burns.
Wow. Oh my God.
I'm trying to throw a funny spin on this. I can't run with it.
No, don't do it. My everything that comes out of my mouth should come with like one of those like the more you know from like NBC type of things. Like,
yeah, right?
You think you got it bad? Double organ transplant.
I just wish you would have told that story at Christmas. That would have been.
Oh, I tell it every Christmas around the table.
Christina burned the house down. My actual sister Christina. I wasn't blaming you, Christina.
I promise
it wasn't me.
We've come close to burning down my mom's, but we did not burn it down.
You guys are all pyromaniacs. What's going on? Craziness. Well, speaking of burning down the house, there's someone that's burning down their reputation at the moment. Turns out The Rock might be a bit of a cock. So there is a report, which means somebody that works on the set is not happy, from the set of his new movie that's like that is ironically a Christmas movie. it's called Red One. And the report claims that Johnson's tardiness has added a $50 million surplus to the film's budget, which is now a whopping $250 million. Sources that claim that Johnson was on average 7 to 8 hours late to set every day, sometimes not showing up at all.
That's unreal.
That seems like a scheduling issue. Like his manager should be taking care of his shit better.
I think he should be fired if that's for real.
I think there's a difference between a scheduling issue and being willfully late.
It's just like, how are you accidentally 8 hours late? Like, you're intentionally 8 hours late.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
somebody did post on the page today, because I was following this story on our page, that
there's more to the story.
We've never, ever heard of him doing this on any other set.
Never.
Well, that's not what I hear.
Really?
That's not what I hear.
Okay.
Insiders are claiming that tardiness stems from his refusal to work more than 5 hours a day. That's caused problems on past productions, including his famous rivalry with Vin Diesel on the Fast and the Furious franchise, and his run-in on set, documented run-in with Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh.
I think this is some of the problem with celebrity. When you tell people they're so great, you're paying them millions and millions of dollars, they're going to think then they'll become a narcissist and they'll be like, yeah, well, why do the rules apply to me? I'm better than everyone. So, yeah, all those people that are sitting there on the set waiting for me to come, they can wait. It's like why Madonna shows up 2 hours later.
Do you think you become a narcissist or do you think you start that way?
I think you're already one.
Yeah, I think you have to kind of be one to just kind of get into that role.
It's a rewarded mental illness, really. And these people.
Well, when you're successful, if you're a jerk, no.
Yeah.
This is what they said. There's an addition. There's another addition to this story. So let's hold on 2 seconds. So Henry Cavill is now suing his ex-manager because she conspired with Dwayne The Rock Johnson to get him involved in Black Adam so that Dwayne / The Rock could become an integral part of DC films and try and get that to become a Rock-centric franchise.
Ugh. So obnoxious. That's so annoying.
So, yeah. So for those of us that don't remember, Henry Cavill was on The Witcher. Superman. You know, he was Superman, but he was also on The Witcher.
And maybe the next James Bond, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah, DC Films basically said, we need you to be Superman. You can't do The Witcher anymore. So he quit The Witcher to do Superman, and a week later he was told he was no longer needed by DC Films. So he lost two multi-million-dollar roles as the result of what it seems like happened because of Dwayne Johnson, because Black Adam failed spectacularly at the box office because it was meant to have a Superman thing. Like, it was meant to be Superman-related and weave into the DC universe. So it's not just one person choosing to be late. It, as Luke said, it does have an effect on everyone that works in that movie and everyone that works for that movie. Publicists, you know, craft services, grips, lighting, best boys, all that kind of thing are affected by the fact that this man, who is a multi-millionaire, chooses to work 5 hours a day.
Yeah.
That's so a dog.
Why can't everyone on the film just do 5 hours a day? Because it wouldn't be able to be made.
Everyone else is there at 5 a.m.
Film sets like are notoriously 12 and 15-hour days.
For the past, like, month and a half or 2 months or so,
all have attention.
he's been a part of wrestling. He's come back, right, to Monday Night Raw, to Friday Night SmackDown. He was on WrestleMania. Like, so I can see that, like, he's working more, you know, now that he's adding this whole wrestling thing in. Like, he's got to be wherever the fuck they are, because he shows up every fucking Monday and every Friday for this whole thing that he was a part of. And now the movie, you know, and his vodka business. Like, again, it's just, I don't see anything wrong with the guy. I think it's fucked up that he showed 5 or 6 hours late. That's fucked up.
I think it's unprofessional. And if it was anyone else, if it wasn't, you know, the top billed star of one of the top billed stars of the movie, you would be fired and you would probably get legal action. But why is that allowable?
It shouldn't be.
Probably producing the movie.
Dogsy says The Rock has always not sat right with me, really. Seems like the person who walks down steps two at a time, and it's funny how he's shredded and he's only willing to do 5 hours of work. Okay. Vin, who went from Fast and Furious to Fat and Curious, can do a full day. Oh, that's nasty. But you know that
when he was young and hungry, he was showing up for the whole 15-hour day.
Exactly. But you've also got to tell, I think this is a generational problem as well. Sometimes you can't do everything you want to do. There are so many hours in a day, and I see this with kids as well at the moment. They all want to do dancing. They want to do swimming. They want to do soccer. They want to do netball. They want to go and do this. They want to do their schoolwork, but they also want to hang out with their friends. There comes a limit to how many hours that you can do something in a day, and you have to understand that sometimes you can't do the things you want to do no matter how rich and famous you are, because it will affect somebody else in some way. Like, we need to, like, we're not, no one here is The Rock, obviously. But in reality, we all struggle for time. So why, if you know that you're doing X, Y, and Z, and he would know because he would have someone telling him what he's doing all day, every day. So if his priority is to work on the wrestling, then he goes, oh, I can't do this.
Right.
That's shitty management.
Do you think he was actively saying, I'm not going to that? Like, when he was supposed to be on film set? Or he was like, no, I'm not
going to that. I don't think that's the point. As Tim said, you know, like, we all know people who are willingly late and they think that things will just wait for them. You know? They have no concept of time because they don't think anyone else's time matters. Where obviously it does.
But, like, Christy, I understand what you're saying, but, like, at what point is he like, okay, there's a movie that relies on time on a set schedule where me being a professional actor and trying to uphold this image that I have of being this like good guy, I do things like he's known for like buying his stuntmen like brand new trucks and right. buying cast and crew things. So it's like you're trying to uphold this image, but you're basically saying like, well, I don't give a shit if you all sit around for 5 hours. I'll get there when I get there. Right. You know, and like even if that's the case, he's like, well, I only want to work 5 hours a day because I'm wrestling now again. You know, and then he's pouting about it. Even if that's the case, like, you're still being a fucking dick. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm the other star in the movie, you know, you may be hiring me, but I may be, you know, you get to the point where you're like, well, fuck, this isn't worth my time. You know, like, for me to sit here when I could be doing other projects or, you know, like, I think it's just him being an asshole on
any level. Hundreds of people have families.
Right.
You know what I mean? They have kids they want to see. They have spouses they want to spend time with. They might have sick relatives. And just because you don't want to show up on time, everyone else is supposed to wait? I don't think so, bro.
Even if it is an accident. So then you're so self-involved that you just don't care. You know, and you're accidentally that late. You know, so it's almost worse if it is an accident. At least if it's intentionally like, okay, you're just an asshole and this is what we're dealing with. You know, but if you're accidentally, then you obviously just don't give a shit. You know, and you know, be done with you.
No disregard for no regard for life, which brings us to probably the strangest, if not like, for, I don't know why this woman ever thought this was a great story to share. But hopefully, you guys have followed the case of Christy Noem.
The governor. I think she pronounced it Neem.
Or Neem.
I think they pronounce it Neem.
The governor of South Dakota and one of Donald Trump's potential running mates. Now, she is in the news because she thought it was a great story to talk about the time that she killed her own dog.
All right.
Okay.
What's so the she context has a memoir there?
She has a memoir out about how her life, you know, she's a good old-fashioned American and, you know, things get done the way they're supposed to get done. This is her story for her dog, Cricket, which was a dog pitched, was a 14-month-old, so a puppy, wire-haired pointer. She was teaching it how to behave by taking it on a pheasant hunt with her older dogs. But attempts to discipline her, including using an electronic collar, failed. On the way home from the hunt, she stopped to, visit friends or whatever, do a little how you doing drop in. And the dog, the puppy, escaped from her care and started killing chickens, you know, killing the chickens on the property. She said, the dog whipped around to bite me, and when she tried to bring it under control, she saw that Cricket was in a state of pure joy. So she apologized to the family and then decided to demonstrate. These are her words from
the book.
From the biography. She shared the story to illustrate her willingness to do things that are difficult, messy, and ugly. She took the dog out to the gravel pit and shot it in the head.
Jesus.
Well, my dogs eat chickens. Admittedly, they're already dead and plucked. And they eat chicken meat. So I would not be surprised if my dogs tried to eat a live chicken, because turns out dogs are carnivores. I don't know why you would punish your animal because of your inability to keep your dog under control.
Especially a puppy.
You're trying to teach the dog to go and fetch a dying bird, so then there's birds there that you don't want it to kill, but you let it out of your control and it kills these animals. So you're trying to
teach it to get other dying animals and bring it to you.
Right.
I don't. I'm like, what? I hope my children never.
I'm of two minds here. My dad's family were sheep ranchers, and they had a very different view of life and death and animals than we do. I am not defending Christine in any way, shape, or form. But I do know that in a ranch, if your dog starts killing livestock, it's not uncommon to put the dog down. I do know that. But that being said, my story is that she intentionally shared it because she wants the world to see that she can kill.
I think she wants people to see her be strong.
She's like,
I'll get the job done. I'm a true American. I'm a down home girl that look, I can take care of things myself. To me, all that's telling me is if something that upsets you doesn't follow the things that you want to do, the things that you believe, you're going to shoot it in the fucking head, which right. is a problem with your country to begin with.
I'm not defending her. I really am not. But I do know farm folk who would make the same choice. I don't think she's farm folk. She's a fucking governor.
They're not hunting for food. They're hunting for sport. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
There is a big difference for hunting for survival than hunting for sport. And they are hunting for sport because they are A, probably rich, and B, white, so they can. And it's totally acceptable.
Everybody hunts.
For them to kill whatever they want, whenever they want. But what? Like,
I don't hunt.
Who hunts? Oh, look, I couldn't find chicken at the supermarket.
My family was hunting or went hunting every Thanksgiving. They would leave Thanksgiving night and they would go hunting upstate.
It's a different lifestyle. Like, look, all my family that live out regional, of course, like they go hunting. I remember as a kid I'd go shooting with the family.
But it's a choice. It's not a necessity.
Yeah, we don't blow away the puppies on the farm.
Unless you're living out in bumfuck Idaho, where the only thing you can get is what you kill. It's not a necessity to kill something,
right?
Unless you get fucking eat it. No, she's a Trumper. She's not Amish, baby. I think she's far from Amish. I wonder what her husband does.
I just feel that the motivation. And the fact that she's proud of this story, she doesn't understand why anybody's upset. That's the part that gives me more pause.
No, the part that gives me pause is in the book she says, I guess if I were a better politician, I wouldn't tell this story here.
She's telling that story for political reasons, period. She wrote the memoir for political reasons, period. You know, nobody else knew her name before she wrote the memoir.
Thank you.
I pay attention to politics.
What can I say that's controversial that'll get people all up in arms? Hello, it works.
Yeah.
But what
people and Donald Trump.
Yeah. He's probably like a jizzing his old man pampers while he's farting in court about this woman. Like Marjorie's done.
and imagine aliens landing and shooting us, and they say it's just for fun, it's sport, they're just animals,
right?
Well, we don't need the aliens to do that because I'm pretty sure we're doing it to each other right now anyway.
And let's be fair, just because we don't have guns doesn't mean it's not happening here in Australia. I mean, fuck me. It's a dangerous time to be alive
to Westfield.
Everyone be a bit fucking safe, but that's the point of this show, is for us to look at what's going on in the world and go, what the actual fuck is happening, and try to make sense of it all with a few laughs. But as I said in the post, I hope her children never upset her, because they better learn to fucking run. She sounds like a good shot, because she not only did it to a dog, she killed a goat.
She killed a goat.
She also talked about three horses too.
Well, horses. They were.
They were old, and they had to be put down. That's
a humane kind of thing. I get that, but the goat just pissed her off.
Right.
She killed the dog, and then she didn't like the goat either. She's like, "You're coming to the gravel pit." Didn't tell the kids that she killed either of them. The kids get home from school. It's like, "Where are the blah blah blah?" It's like, "Oh, well, I've killed your dog and I've killed your goat." Brush your teeth.
Gravel pit.
that'd be a quiet dinner, wouldn't it? Like, where are the? Go to the gravel pit. You'll see where they are.
Has this woman not been evaluated for like psychiatric issues?
That sounds like some Stand By Me bullshit, doesn't it?
I think it's wrong. Sociopathy. It's You know, she's a sociopath.
Yeah. Dogsy's right. I've seen a lot of serial killer stories that start a similar way. Yeah. She's not playing with the entrails. All right, Vera. Feeling it?
I don't know if I'm going to make it to. It's going to be a long one, but go ahead. Go ahead. Let's go.
All right, ready? Here we go. She's ready. She's hot. She's piping hot and ready in under 30 minutes. It's Vera Vents. That was Vera or Peter. I can't remember. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Vents.
I know that. Steve brought this up a couple shows ago, actually probably a couple months ago, the 2025 project. And there are some very, very, very alarming things in the 2025 project, which was a compendium of ideas how to restructure the American government to fit the conservative ideal. And this was a joint project between the John Birch Society and the Heritage Foundation, to Koch brother-funded, petro-oil billionaire-funded think tanks in Washington, D.C. that have been driving conservative policy in this country since Ronald Reagan. And the 2025 project was set for any candidate, any conservative candidate who won the next election, and they were looking at Ron DeSantis, sorry. They were looking at Nikki Haley, and now they're looking at Donald Trump. When it first became public knowledge, it was so horrifying to most people that the Trump Foundation quickly put out word that the Heritage Foundation does not speak for us, and 2025 does not represent us. Well, over the last week, the presumptive candidate for the Republican Party and the Conservative Party gave an interview to Time Magazine, and he put forth his agenda, which he calls A47 Project. And it's pretty darn close to the 2025 Project. And the things that Donald Trump said out loud in print is that when he's elected, he will be a dictator for the first few weeks till he gets everything running the way he likes it, which means till he gets it cemented that he's the dictator. He said he will make it so that every state can criminalize abortion up to and including tracking women's menstrual cycles so they know when a woman is pregnant right away. Ladies, I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty fucking scary. He said he will institute a loyalty test, meaning not are you loyal to this country, are you loyal to him? He said it out loud. It's in the A47 agenda. It's also in the Time Magazine article. He talks about having the National Guard create camps for re-education. He talks about jailing journalists and liberal politicians. He is talking about being a dictator. He always says the quiet part out loud. He is planning to take over this country if he wins this election. And he's already sowing the seeds of, well, you know, everything's rigged. The court system's rigged. Everything's rigged against me, poor little billionaire who can't stay awake in court and can't stop shitting himself. Listen, you got to pay attention. He also said in this article, and I know that a lot of the young people are saying they can't support Biden because of what's going on in Gaza. He said point blank in the Times article that if he were president, he would be supporting Israel and he would make sure that they did what they had to do as fast as possible. So he's saying that Israel has every right to go into Gaza, kill everybody they want, as long as they do it quickly and stop waiting around for the rest of the world to approve. All you people out there who keep telling me to do my own research, I strongly encourage you to do your own research. The Federalist Society, the John Birch Society, the Heritage Foundation are well-known conservative think tanks, and they're not keeping this quiet. This is on their website. There's a tab for employment. If you can prove that you're a good conservative, that's loyal to the policies of conservatism, and is against the free press, and is against free speech, and is against the right to assemble, and all those fucking freedoms that we say we love so much, if you can prove that you're against those things, and you're against the EPA, and you don't believe in climate change, and you want to see green technology disappear, and you want to see every food stamp and medical benefit disappear in this country, if you're against anything that smacks of woke liberalism, they want you to apply for the jobs that are going to be vacant in Washington, D.C. when Donald Trump or whoever conservative wins next roots out the deep state Democrats who have political jobs. Not politically appointed jobs, just jobs in the IRS. If you're a Democrat working for Social Security, they're planning to get rid of you because you're part of the deep state. If you're a Democrat working at the IRS, just filing papers. You don't have to be higher up. They're planning to get rid of you because you're part of the deep state. Listen, people, you tell me all the time, do your research. Here you go. I've given you the websites, Heritage Foundation, John Birch Society, the project is 2025. Look it up, do the research, and pay attention, because this is fucking scary shit happening in our lifetime and could be the end of this country as we know it.
Boom. And now we're over time, as per usual. But I would like to thank everyone for joining us this week. If you haven't checked out what happened Tuesday, Miss Katrina A. Johnson and I sat down together. We dusted off the what had happened was clogs, and we got into it. So go and check that. There's some more good stuff happening, and always something firing underground at Uncensored Radio, because, you know, the beast must be fed and we must keep the wheels turning. We have had an uptick in people listening to us, so if you do listen to podcasts, there are thousands of 1,300 and something episodes of the show in various forms on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn, or anywhere podcasts can be found. Give us a like, give us a follow, and jump onto YouTube. It's growing, 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 but if you can share the show and give us a little bit of love, that always helps. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Vera. I have been Steve, and we will see you again for more debauchery and all-out shame-inducing comments next week.
Bye!